Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, it's an honor and privilege for me to speak at the 66th World Health Assembly on behalf of the government of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia. I would like to congratulate you, Mr. President, for being elected as chair of the 66th World Health Assembly. I would also like to congratulate all the elected vice presidents of this assembly. This session of the World Health Assembly is a special one for African nations because it is held on the eve of the Golden Jubilee of the African Union Commission. Congratulations to all. Over the last two decades, Ethiopia has demonstrated unapplaudable achievements in expanding primary health care in the face of constrained resources and competing priorities. We have tremendously gone a long way in expanding universal health coverage to ensure quality and equitable health services to our people. Our flagship program, the Health Extension Program, has played a pivotal role in materializing and realizing our ambitious plans. Through the Health Extension Program, we have been able to train and deploy more than 38,000 health extension workers across the entire country with a ratio of one female health extension worker to 500 families. We have recently started a new initiative known as the Health Development Army. It is a top priority in the country, and through this countrywide homegrown innovative approach, we are trying to mobilize more than 3 million women volunteers organized in a 1-to-5 network to create considerable level of demand for health care in the community, thereby increasing service utilization and help our ambitious targets. So as to address the pressing issues of shortage of high-level workforce in the health system, Ethiopia has embarked on what it seems like an impossible job, what we customarily call it the flooding strategy. In this regard, over the last 3 years alone, we have trained and deployed more than 4,500 midwives, and this number will top 13,000 by the end of 2015. We have increased the number of public medical schools from 3 to 25 over the last 5 years alone, and the enrollment capacity has grown from 600 to 3,200. The task shifting of some important duties and roles to junior health professionals has enabled to fill the gap in service coverage, especially in rural settings and the marginalized. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, the construction of 15,000 health posts, more than 3,000 primary health centers, and more than 300 primary hospitals across the country is expected to bring about equitable and quality health services to all segments of the population. These achievements would have been simply fairy tales had it not been for a sustained high-level political commitment of the government, a strong leadership in the health sector, effective alignment and harmonization of the collaboration between government and development partners, which empowers country ownership, and last but not least, a sincere and massive community participation. Mr. President, please allow me to recognize the invaluable role of the World Health Organization for the achievement of health improvements in my country and our continent. I would like to express my deepest appreciation for the organization that you lead for its efforts and valuable results in combating communicable diseases, improving health of mothers and children, and supporting for member states in building efficient and effective health systems. My country is actively working for advancement of health in the African region in addition to our national programs. We are happy to share the results obtained in our country in the past few years to other nations in the continent. For instance, Ethiopia is championing an initiative aimed to end preventable child deaths in a generation. As part of this initiative, we are also strongly advocating for a pan-African scorecard on high-level accountability for maternal and child health in the continent. Ethiopia strongly believes and preaches that the post-2015 development agenda should profoundly articulate health and health-related issues as health is central to sustainable development. We believe that resource and efforts has to be more aligned and harmonized for better results. We would stress upon the issue of more value for money and, of course, more money for health. To that end, we need to build a mutual and shared accountability and transparency of systems and their funding mechanisms. At last, I would like to reiterate that Africa doesn't really have the time and luxury for demonstration projects here and there. Time is ticking against us. The countdown to 2015 is pacing much faster and closer than ever. Therefore, we have to focus on implementation at scale. Thank you very much.